The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That's John Young.
That voiceover?
The voiceover is John Young.
He was not in Green Acres, though.
No, but he was at WMAK 1300, WMAK, and 15 WLAC, and evidently WSB in Atlanta. We talked about that yesterday.
You left out one very important one.
What?
The one he credits to his entire radio career.
WGNS?
Yep.
Really?
His first job.
Really?
Yep.
He was here?
Yep.
He sat? No, he didn't sit in these stools.
I would hope not. They probably have been around that long.
Mother's Day is 9 days away, and it is the 1st of May. Are you happy it's the 1st of May?
Not really.
I think the weather's always nice in May.
I guess.
Early voting ends Thursday. Would that have been yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm glad I picked that up. It was evidently an error you made.
Well, you can scratch it off.
Okay, jeez. And Election Day is May 5th. That's only 4 days away. You can write that in if you'd like. You know, That would at least be correct. And I know we're not supposed to talk about food except on Taco Tuesday.
Oh, sorry.
But I saw a rating about one of my favorite sandwiches that is very never, ever popularized very much. The Amazing Fish Sandwich.
I hate him.
You do not. Do you really?
Can't tell you the last time I bought one.
I thought you liked McDonald's fish sandwiches.
They're okay. Only if you're, you know, coming after a long night.
I like a good fish sandwich every once in a while. They rated them, and Popeyes has the best one. They're ranked number one. Number two was Long John Silver's. We don't have one here, but we used to. Number three, what did I say first was Popeyes?
Mm-hmm.
Number three was, which I think, I'll tell you one that ought to be. Number three, I think, was McDonald's. Number four was Culver's. And Culver's does have a good fish sandwich.
McDonald's is better?
Yeah, I found that. But Dairy Queen has a good one. But I'll tell you, I'll tell you one that's really good, but it is high in calories. It's Captain D's. Their fish sandwich is real good. But it is. It's like 2,500 calories for a sandwich because they're real long and big. So, but they're real good too. Just thought I'd pass that information on. But you're not a fish guy, so
Arby's was not on the list.
No, do you like Arby's?
I don't know when they have it or when they don't, but they've had one, and I've gotten it there. I think that's the last one that I've eaten actually.
I don't know if you would like the texture that much of a fish sandwich. It's kind of mushy, you know. It's like it's not real.
Yeah.
Now Popeyes it, and it's real crusty. So
it's more crust than anything.
So you're not a fish guy, really, that much, are you?
Not a ton, no.
Yeah. You like down in Gulf Shores. I know you like what is it? The
What is it? Crab something.
Is it crab soup? Crab meat?
No.
I can't remember.
It's served on a crab. It's like a stuffing or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stuffed crab.
Stuffed crab, yeah.
Stuffed crab meat, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You like the flavor. Comes in the crab shell, yeah.
But it doesn't really. It has seafood, but it's a lot of flavoring in it. You know, they've added to
it,
too.
Yeah, crab cakes are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Depends on what you have to dip it in.
Yeah, you like to dip, don't you?
There was some marmalade something, and we got one time, the first time I'd ever been to eat on the beach, and it was like the best ever, and I could never find it again, and I was on like a quest to find it, and I couldn't. So disappointing.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Looked.
That little place that's right there on the beach, it's in Destin, the fish place a lot of people go to. It's like out by itself, a lot of residential stuff around it.
That's like the old homemade ice cream shop I used to have, that I used to go to in Panama City. But everybody thinks homemade ice, there's all different kinds of definitions for homemade ice cream. I'm talking about the one with the crank,
uh-huh.
You know, and they would make it and freeze that stuff, and gosh, it was good. We used to go every year. And then my son-in-law came along, and we're going to Gulf Shores every time.
No more Panama City?
No more Panama City. No. I do want to tell you about 7 Brew. They're all about fast, friendly service and incredible flavor. Did you know any of their 7 originals can be made sugar-free? That's good to know. Grab a sugar-free smooth 7 at their Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne locations today. Go by and see them. I think you'll be very, very pleased at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. 617 here on The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A mixture of clouds and sunshine for today with highs topping out near 71 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Lows drop to 47. And then Saturday, partly sunny with highs warming into the mid-60s. I'm Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Rise and shine. It's finally election time. When you cast your ballot, you're choosing who will protect your legal records and manage our courts with care. I'm Melissa Harrell, and serving as your circuit court clerk has been my highest honor. I've worked to make our office more accessible and transparent for every citizen in our community. Election Day is Tuesday, May the 5th. I'm Melissa Harrell, and I would appreciate your vote to continue as your circuit court clerk.
Paid for by friends to elect Melissa Harrell, Doug Bodery, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants.
Toots.
We're an authentic Rutherford County icon with over 40 years serving you quality food, great service, and great specials.
Check it out. Our famous baby back ribs that we've been serving for over 40 years. They are Danish baby backs, and you can only get ribs like these at Toots in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Hi, this is Jack Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
Good food and fun.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Trade Screens for Sunshine. Registration is open for Rutherford County 4-H Junior Camp, June 8th through 12th. Zipline, swimming, and outdoor fun for 4th through 6th graders. Sign up now at the Extension website or call 615-898-7710.
When it comes to your child's health,
you want care that's close, convenient,
and centered around the needs of your family.
At MMC Pediatrics, we're more than just doctors.
We're partners in your parenting journey.
Here for every growth spurt, for every boo-boo, every fever, and every flu.
Our team approach means that your child always sees someone that knows them.
We are MMC Pediatrics.
We are right beside you.
Every step of the way.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
No Anthony Edwards or Dante DiVincenzo. Jaden McDaniels said no problem.
McDaniels, 8 to shoot, still beyond the arc. Jaden looking to attack, pulls up, 17-footer, and sticks it! A 30-piece for Jaden McDaniels to go along with his 10 rebounds. He ties his career high.
You heard it all on the Timberwolves Radio Network. They eliminated the Nuggets in Game 6, coming out on top 110-98. Minnesota will now face San Antonio in the next round. The 76ers have forced a Game 7 after defeating the Celtics 106-93. That Game 7 will be on Saturday, while the Knicks crush the Hawks 140-89 in Game 6 to advance to the next round. It's New York's largest playoff win in franchise history. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Wild eliminated the Stars in Game 6, coming out on top 5-2, and the Ducks are headed to the second round after defeating the Oilers 5-2.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we are available on WGNSradio.com/live. You can listen on FM 101.9, 100.5, and AM 1450. Stream anywhere, anytime with one link at WGNSradio.com. Ooh, what was that?
That's Skeeter.
You know, my son-in-law is, they're making a flower bed, I mean a patio thing with the fire pit and stuff. They've got a closed-in patio, but they want something when they go outside, you know.
Mm.
And they said, now you need to train Chipper to go out the back door, straight on the patio. Don't let him go over to the dirt area that, you know, they're still working on it. And he goes to, once he said that, Chipper goes to that same dirt area every time, where the fire pit's going to be.
Yeah,
going to be. And he's bringing in dirt like crazy because there's no grass at all there. And he'll go finally get to the grass, but by the time he does that, he's gotten his paws just nasty. So I'm having to put a quilt on the couch because I can't, you know, I don't want to wash him every single time.
You mean you don't wash his little feet when
he
comes in?
No, I don't. All, not every time, no.
Wow.
Don't act like you're such a great, you haven't seen your dogs probably in 14 hours. They're probably at the window going, please let me out. So.
Oh, they'll just go.
in the house?
No, usually not.
What's the longest you've ever kept them without going to the bathroom?
Oh, it's probably been 12 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, on vacation, I have to get somebody to watch him. And Chipper's a good dog, but I don't know that he – and I think he's pretty good when he goes out to other people's homes. But he's only been to, like, two other homes.
Most people come there, right?
Right, right. But, I mean, I can't take him to my sister. She has a cat.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. That's a problem.
And he also has a problem that when you pet him and he's never met you, he will do his business like he'll do number one.
He tangles wherever a little bit.
Yeah, wherever you are. It's nerves.
Yeah.
But I can't get him out of that. So, that's part of the problem too. So, I haven't gone walking with him for a long time. I've got to get into that.
Well, that's to be expected. You know, he has a little nervous tinkle problem. Most boy dogs do.
He's a sweet little boy, though.
Skeeter does, too.
Oh, yeah. But Skeeter would come up to me, and he would love on me, right?
He'll come up to you and jump on you, but if you pick him up, just expect to get tinkled on.
Oh, my.
The first time.
Huh.
But once you've been tinkled, you're good to go.
You know what we've done?
We've wasted a lot of time.
Uh-huh, and we don't have time to, except for Good Neighbor.
Okay.
Ricky Martini is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for his community-minded spirit and all he does for the downtown Murfreesboro area. Ricky's going to get a free drink of choice from 7 Brew Drive Through Coffee in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne. And today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, nationally known, and they're here to honor the difference maker who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
I'm sure you know somebody deserving of this special recognition. Text Neighbor to our number to get them in.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Roadwork in Maryville will shut down part of Eagleton Road for several weeks beginning May 4th. Crews plan to replace a culvert at the intersection with E. Lincoln Road, requiring a full closure of that section. Officials say the project is weather-dependent and could last 4 to 6 weeks. A clearly marked detour will direct drivers around the construction zone, and motorists are urged to allow extra travel time while the work is underway. Plane spotters and aviation enthusiasts are reacting to the news that the Nashville International Airport will close its longtime aircraft observation area in Donelson. Airport officials say the site will be redeveloped to support growth, including potential hangars and safety facilities. No replacement is planned, though limited viewing options remain at an airport hotel and newly added on-site terrace. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad!
We learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The University of Tennessee Board of Trustees is reviewing plans for a major new entertainment district near Neyland Stadium. The proposed waterfront development would include restaurants, a 4,000-seat outdoor concert venue, hotel and condo space, and a large public plaza. Trustees are set to vote May 4th on key agreements. The project could cost more than $65 million, with additional expenses for parking and lodging components as construction may begin this summer. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Yes, we're powered by MTE, that's right. Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has solar experts on staff to help members understand if solar is right for them, and more importantly, help you avoid possible scams from outside parties. To learn more or get a free consultation, visit mtemte.com/prosolar. That's mtemte.com/prosolar. We have got to apologize because we talked too much in the last segment, so now we've got to play catch up.
Oh, you're blaming me, are you?
No, I just said we.
I'm just kidding.
So we're going to first do, what did we skip? I forgot what we skipped.
We didn't do holiday.
We didn't do holiday. There was something else.
I don't think
no?
so.
No? Think that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do, what day is it today?
No, I hope I'm not expected to fill this next 6 minutes or
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Great. Today is Bread Pudding Recipe Exchange Day.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a church function the other day. The lady brought homemade banana pudding, and you could tell the difference. Wow. But now, the only banana pudding that I've really liked that is not is yours.
That you really haven't liked?
No, I liked it.
Oh. Well, this is bread pudding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was banana.
Yeah, no.
I like good bread pudding, too. My mother used to make the best. Got to eat it hot, though. Or with ice cream.
It actually has bread in it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, I mean, if you get it hot and put a thing of vanilla ice cream on it, it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
But people don't make it anymore. What are we going to do when all these second, third generations, they don't know how to cook? And I'm talking man and woman. You know, you got your, like, Dalton Barretts out there who cook, but that's not the norm.
Bread pudding is more, and desserts are more baking, too.
Yeah, I like baking. I'm a pretty good baker. If I got a recipe.
Yeah.
And you are, too.
When I want to be, which is never. And I don't have an oven.
Well, you know, you stole my chess pie recipe, and not only stole it, then you tried to make it better by putting chocolate in it, and, you know, everybody raved about it. Woohoo! Again, you know.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I had a piece of yours.
Well,
brought it here.
I mean, if you've ever had
it. I don't like chocolate in my chess pie.
Well, you don't have to eat it.
But I'm glad you did. I'm glad you got it and made a little bit better thing about it, you know.
No, I made two. It makes two pies.
I know it does. I gave you the recipe.
So why take two of the same pie when you could have one of each? That was my only
chocolate
thing.
Chocolate doesn't belong in chess pie. But anyway, go ahead. What other days are there?
I'm not going to say. It's no pants day.
What?
No.
You gotta
pants.
Wear shorts.
It doesn't really specify.
Should that be clarified a little bit more?
Probably. Let me look. Everyone, let's see. No pants day gives everyone the perfect excuse not to wear pants. Participants go about their normal routine of the day just without wearing pants. They act as normal as possible, as if nothing odd is going on about them not wearing pants.
You got to be kidding me.
So, well, I would wear something.
Leave it to you to be for it to be controversial on holidays. What else have we got? Is that it?
I can keep going.
Oh, I've got some things here if you want
it's
me to.
It's also School Principals Day, and that is a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
All those principals out there listening in.
25 best comedies of all time. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's see if you agree. Just say, if you agree, say agree. If you don't, disagree. Okay? Number 25, Parks and Recreation. Does that mean disagree?
Yes, I disagree. But I never watched it.
24, Freaks and Geeks.
Don't even know what that is.
That had Seth, that was about high school kids. Seth Rogen was in it.
Okay.
So, pretty good. I'd say, I would agree that it is. Broad City.
Never no heard clue. Of it.
I don't know where that's from. It was Comedy Central, I think. Community. Wow. You don't like any of them.
I never watched it. It was NBC, though, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, you didn't have it? Didn't have NBC?
Probably.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Now, I like it, but I had trouble finding it a lot. So I now have to watch it. I binge watch it.
I won't say.
You don't like it? You got to say something.
Well, I didn't like the first season.
Okay.
You're supposed to watch the second season. The second season's better than the first one.
Oh, I don't know where that came from. Hit the buzzer if you don't like it. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That was Andy Sandberg.
I watched probably a season. I liked it okay.
Frasier. Now, I liked Frasier. The original.
I didn't care for Frasier. I thought he was stuck up.
I thought it was great. Well, that's made it funny. He and his brother were stuck up. You didn't even realize the premise of the story.
I liked the dad, though. Yeah, but he was a radio guy. Radio people aren't stuck up like that.
He was a policeman in the show.
Frasier wasn't?
No, he's a radio guy, and you should have liked him.
I didn't. I thought he was a jerk.
But everybody on the radio station thought he was a jerk.
I know.
Extraordinary is one I've never watched. Abbott Elementary. Now, it's a brand new one. You know, it's a couple of years old.
Never seen it.
Okay, then I'm going to give it a ding.
Okay.
How I Met Your Mother. I liked it, and I didn't care. I thought the ending was okay. I didn't, you know, what's his name?
It could have ended however they wanted to, and yeah. I thought it was fine.
Okay, and guess what?
Friends?
Yes, Friends. I lost my.
Friends has to be on there.
I don't know. I lost the rest of the list, but Friends was on there. Yeah, so
had to be.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
I like the Connors, even better than
Did
Roseanne.
You really?
Yeah, we have some more, but we're running out of time. But stay with us. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew. Traffic, news, weather, sports, all of it coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A mixture of clouds and sunshine for today with highs topping out near 71 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Lows drop to 47. And then Saturday, partly sunny with highs warming into the mid-60s. I'm Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
The morning's moving so much better now since they finished up that overnight road work through Rutherford County. At one point, about 20 minutes ago, it was at a standstill on 24 West up by Elmaville Road. Again, that's moving so much better, leaving Rutherford County right now on 24 as it builds up through Antioch. Already a little bit of volume here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Hey, don't let a slipping transmission make things worse on your car or truck. If you're having transmission issues, come to AMCO Transmissions today on Nolensville Pike in South Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, Good Neighbor Events. Here's Bart Walker.
Maybe you're new to town and want to learn more about this community. Well, head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning, anytime between 9 o'clock and noon. Just drop in. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society are sharing news about local history. Once again, that's this Saturday. Drop in anytime between 9 in the morning and noon. The one-room Ransom Schoolhouse is at 717 North Academy Street in Murfreesboro. You have another month to complete Murfreesboro Park's Coffee Marathon. You do it at your leisure. Yes, it's a regular marathon and on a set course, but you can do it daily, weekly, or whatever fits your calendar. Call Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for more about the Coffee Marathon. It must be completed by May 31st. The Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meets on the first Monday night of each month at 7 o'clock over at the Lane Agri-Park. That's not this week, but next week, Monday night, May 4th. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Bud Rakes, former principal of Smyrna High School. I'm a resident of Adams Place, and I recommend that you come and visit us here at Adams Place. It's a great place to be. The people that work here, all of them are very nice, and I never have met one that was not. And, of course, I would encourage anyone, if they're looking for a place, to look at Adams Place, because they'll have a hard time beating it.
Adams Place, on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Rise and shine. It's finally election time. When you cast your ballot, you're choosing who will protect your legal records and manage our courts with care. I'm Melissa Harrell, and serving as your circuit court clerk has been my highest honor. I've worked to make our office more accessible and transparent for every citizen in our community. Election Day is Tuesday, May the 5th. I'm Melissa Harrell, and I would appreciate your vote to continue as your circuit court clerk.
Paid for by friends to elect Melissa Harrell, Doug Bodery, Treasurer.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour here on this Friday morning. That's what I forgot. Our Friday song.
You sure did.
Yeah, but don't. Oh, I guess we're not going to play it now. But don't do it right now. But we can do it the next segment.
Maybe.
Come on, man.
We'll figure out.
Because you're going to do yours. You're going to make a big deal out of doing yours. And I won't even have a theme song for today.
Aw. We'll play it. We'll figure it out.
I hate you controlling the buttons over there.
Which button? That one?
All of them. All right, you have a dad joke?
Yeah, John, I found out.
Good luck on the scoring.
I found out I'm phobia-phobic.
Really?
Yeah, that scares me.
I'll give it a 3. It was stupid, but it was 3. I'll give it a 3. Good way to end up the week. And Friday, remember?
Because it was stupid.
We had time to do the Friday theme right then.
Oh, no. It takes 35 seconds.
35 seconds?
Yep. That's how long it is.
Well, folks, you got that coming up at least. It may not be anything else.
Best 35 seconds of the day.
But you got that at least coming up. Stay with us. More of the Wake Up Crew to come.
CBS News Brief. Today marks the 60th day of the Iran war. That triggers a legal deadline requiring Congress to approve continued fighting. But both the president and Defense Secretary Hegseth insist.
We are in a ceasefire right now, which our understanding means the 60-day clock pauses or stops.
Today's national average for gas has spiked to $4.39 a gallon. In California, it's $6.06. These two in L.A. have switched to public transit.
I mean, gas prices are pretty crazy right now, which any way to try to save a little bit of money if I can.
It's convenient. It's relaxing.
The operators of Camp Mystic in Texas have withdrawn their application to reopen after 25 campers and two counselors died in mass flooding last July 4th. CBS's Jason Allen.
The camp only addressed its plans for this coming summer. And some families who testified in hearings this week made it clear they don't believe the Eastlands should be in charge if the camp ever reopens again. There are more hearings and civil lawsuits against the camp. Those are scheduled for later this month.
CBS News Brief. Deborah Budd.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A popular seasonal beer is generating buzz nationwide. But in Murfreesboro, and really all across Rutherford County, it's proving difficult to find. Busch Light Apple, often called Bapple, returned to stores in April as a limited-time release from Anheuser-Busch. The apple-flavored lager has developed a strong following since its debut, but local availability appears to be limited. Beer inventory platforms currently show no nearby retailer stocking the product. And listings across Tennessee suggest suppliers are quickly selling out. In past years, the seasonal drink has moved fast, with more than a million cases sold within weeks of release, leaving some Murfreesboro shoppers still waiting for it to hit shelves. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro police are focusing on safety closer to home with a new initiative aimed at protecting pedestrians and students. The department has partnered with the Tennessee Highway Patrol for its Crosswalk Talk program, gathering feedback from residents and those on the MTSU campus about dangerous areas for foot traffic. Lieutenant Zachary Farrell says the effort comes as e-bike use increases, with some reaching speeds nearly 30 miles per hour. Officers are working to educate riders on safety laws, while also identifying where new crosswalks or improvements may be needed. Problem areas like Broad Street and other busy corridors in Murfreesboro are being evaluated as part of the ongoing effort to improve safety throughout Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Charlie Pitts has got hairstyles. I got my daughter working with me, Kelly. She can do it all. She can do the frosts, perms, haircuts. Charlie Pitts. Haircuts worth the money. Good hairstyles, colors. Charlie Pitts has got hairstyles cheaper than anybody else has got it. The quality is there. Love to have you. Call me at any time. Charlie Pitts. Haircuts.
Phone 615-785-0966. Charlie Pitts.
Thank you.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printing says if it's on paper, they can do it.
Pretty much anything. Blueprints, yard signs, banners. We have a lot of people, builders, for example, who on Sunday night, they may go ahead and put in an order for blueprints, upload their art, and they'll have it usually ready to pick up Monday morning. It's very convenient for a lot of people.
Ordering online makes any time the perfect time to place your next print order.
PrintworksTN.com.
PrintworksTN.com.
Clarissa Smith is running for school board Zone 4 because she cares about our kids' future and empowering teachers. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Harney.
I certainly believe Clarissa is willing to stand up and state her views on issues and not be shy in doing that. I certainly endorse her as a candidate for the school board.
I'm Clarissa Smith, humbly asking you for your vote for school board Zone 4.
Paid for by Friends of Clarissa Smith, school board Zone 4. Clarissa Smith, treasurer.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped Good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, this is Wanda Mills, and I'm here to invite you to come and visit Adam's Place. One of the most important things is we live in independent living, but the whole campus will become available as we need it, whether that's assisted living or memory care or health care. We picked Adams Place because that was available. I'm Wanda Mills, and I invite you to come and visit Adams Place.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Police in Mount Juliet stopped a suspected shoplifting operation Wednesday evening at a Kroger store in Providence Marketplace. An officer noticed a man behaving suspiciously and discovered six shopping carts filled with nearly $2,800 in stolen items packed into an SUV. All merchandise was recovered and returned. A 59-year-old Nashville man already on probation for theft was arrested along with a 53-year-old woman accused of assisting him. Freddie O'Connell will not propose a property tax rate cut in this year's budget for Nashville, citing long-standing metro practice of aligning tax changes with property reappraisals. The decision comes as some homeowners and business owners push for relief amid rising costs. Carrie Bringle says his restaurant's tax bill has surged in recent years, putting pressure on operations. The Metro Council will ultimately decide whether any changes are made. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Plane spotters and aviation enthusiasts are reacting to the news that the Nashville International Airport will close its longtime aircraft observation area in Donelson. Airport officials say the site will be redeveloped to support growth, including potential hangars and safety facilities. No replacement is planned, though limited viewing options remain at an airport hotel and newly added on-site terrace. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's birthday time, 'cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
And welcome to our celebrity birthday list. And it's 1852, the year Calamity Jane, American frontierswoman, born in Princeton, Missouri. 1907, Kate Smith, American singer, born in Greenville, Virginia, known for the classic God Bless America. She was forced to sing that everywhere. Like, she'd be on the Dean Martin show or variety show. She sang that song. Everybody loved it so much. 1916, Glenn Ford, Canadian-American actor, born in St. Christine d'Auvergne, Quebec, Canada. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Don't really care.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around.
That was from his hit movie Blackboard Jungle, where he played a teacher. And he was also played Superman's father in Superman the movie in 1978, I think. And big movie star. 1918, Jack Parr, American comedian and TV host of The Jack Parr Show and The Tonight Show. 1939, Max Robinson, the first African-American network TV anchor on ABC News. In 1967, Tim McGraw, American country musician and actor, born in Delhi, Louisiana.
Skydiving, I went. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went. 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness.
And now to take a look at some of our local birthdays here. Raleigh Holden celebrating a birthday today. Also, our buddy John Blankenship, John Todd, Jennifer Bailey, Keith McCullough, and Linda Bullard. Coming up tomorrow, it's Kent Seiler, Rick Thurman, Ben Hornsby,
Lawrence Harvin, Melissa Ann Sanders, Phyllis Rulin, and also Kyle Rigsby celebrating a birthday. If you know someone celebrating on today, the 1st, tomorrow, the 2nd of May, 615-893-1450 is the number. Call or text. Let us know who's celebrating on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
It's time for Today in History.
Well, May 1st, 1786, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's opera Marriage of Figaro premieres in Vienna.
Figaro!
And what made that so popular, Mozart was directing it himself.
Figaro.
In 1840, Penny Black, the world's first adhesive postage stamp issued by Great Britain.
Figaro.
1927, the first British airliner to serve cooked meals on Imperial Airways. Mm. 1931, the Empire State Building opens in New York City. I'm just waiting. And 1939, Batman first appears in Detective Comics.
I'm Batman.
That was lame. Do it like you'd normally do it.
Who?
Oh. Do it Christian Bale style.
I'm Batman.
There you go. I do it like Michael Keaton. I'm Batman.
Kind of sounds like Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Future. No, that's Robin. That's my Robin. Yeah. Let's go, Merry Men. Future Baseball Hall of Famer slugger Mickey Mantle in 1951 hits his first career home run in an 8-3 win over the Red Sox, or the White Sox. 1952, Mr. Potato Head's introduced. 1969, Reprise Records released Cloud, the Canadian singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell's second studio album.
Clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusion.
And in 1992, Los Angeles Dodgers postponed three Major League Baseball games due to racial riots over the infamous Rodney King beating. And in 2010, Canadian singer Bryan Adams, before I say this, I hope it's the right song, is the Governor's General's Performing Arts Award for his 30 years of contribution to the arts.
There's no love like your love, and no
well, he was one of the best in the 80s, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, boy.
Gosh. Heaven. It's great. Awesome. And that's a look at celebrity. I'll get it in a minute. That's a look at today in history.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
What day is it?
I don't have a clue.
It's the end of the week, time to freak. Been working real hard, losing sleep. Collect my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
And indeed, it is Friday. Did we have anything else we've left out? Because we went totally off the rails today.
No.
The holidays we got in, right?
I think we did it
okay.
All right. Everything was in the hour, at least.
Yeah, we at least did that much. More to come, but first, we've got to take a look at the weather. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A mixture of clouds and sunshine for today with highs topping out near 71 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Lows drop to 47. And then Saturday, partly sunny with highs warming into the mid-60s. I'm Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
Good morning. More volume just in the last few minutes on 24 out through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro. A little bit busier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago, but it's moving. 40 west as you come past Donaldson Pike as that traffic continues to build in from Wilson County on I-40, especially traveling through the Mount Juliet area. Watch your speed. Prince's Hot Chicken has the city's original hot chicken recipe. That's right. Nobody else can say that. Log on to Prince's Hot Chicken today and order online. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
The Rutherford County Farmer's Market. Open Friday, 8 to noon. Tuesday, 7 to noon or 2 to 7.
Hello, this is Emily Messier, and I am a resident at Adams Place Assisted Living. I have two sisters that are here, and so being involved with them is important to me, as well as, you know, the activities that take place here. Start early and get your name on the list. That's the biggest obstacle to overcome, is getting in here, because it's a very popular place for people to retire to.
Adams Place, on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is the CBS Entertainment Report. This weekend, if you're looking for something not involving runway fashion, how about something with teeth?
What do we do?
We find survivors.
It ticks all the boxes, all the crowd pleasers.
That's Aaron Eckhart starring in Deep Water, a kind of throwback disaster film with a downed passenger jet, lives in danger, and a whole lot of sharks. Not really there, of course. Aaron told me it's all in a day's work.
It is fun to be able to do that. Look, man, you're sitting in a boat with six or seven other actors, and you're all going, okay, guys, there's a shark in the water, there's a helicopter in the air, and none of it's there.
All right, you want to check out Deep Water? It's in theaters now. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Hey, it's CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner Jill Schlesinger. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we'll welcome you back. We got to take a quick break. It's going to be about 7 minutes long, but we'll be back for the hour number two. Ricky Martini is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for his community-minded spirit and all he does for the downtown Murfreesboro area. Ricky Martini is getting a free drink of choice from 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne. And today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, nationally known, and they're here to honor the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
I'm sure you know somebody deserving of this special recognition from SRM Concrete and 7 Brew. Well, all you have to do is just let us know who that person is. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just make your way to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get them to us. Also, don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those as well at 615-893-1450.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Gas prices spike as Iran war hits 60 days.
The gasoline, the oil will go down rapidly as soon as the war is over.
Possible Epstein suicide note.
The supposed letter was not released as part of the Epstein files.
Record government shutdown ends.
The Senate amendment is agreed to.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been another big spike in gas prices. AAA says the price went up nearly 10 cents a gallon in a day. On average, regular now costs $4.39. Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports that's up $1.40 since the war in Iran began 60 days ago.
Even as gas prices shot up Thursday, President Trump promised relief.
As soon as the war's over, it'll drop like a rock. There's so much of it.
But U.S. gas prices have been climbing for 9 straight weeks, from an average of $2.98 a gallon in late February to $4.39 a gallon now. In Indiana, the price per gallon is up more than a dollar in just 1 week.
At $5 a gallon, I about wilted like an old flower. It's bad.
The price hikes in a midterm election year are making some Republican lawmakers nervous.
It's a real problem for affordability. It's also a big political problem.
New video evidence has emerged in the case against the man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump last weekend. CBS's Nicole Skanga says it gives a clearer picture of what happened at that D.C. hotel checkpoint.
The video shows Allen 24 hours earlier, calmly walking down the hotel hallway and, quote, casing the area, according to Janine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He briefly goes into the hotel gym, looking around, then smiling and talking to the attendant. The next night, just 13 minutes before the alleged attack, Allen is walking down that same hallway in a black trench coat that prosecutors allege he used to conceal weapons on his body. Allen's lawyers have argued video of the incident seems to show no muzzle flash from the shotgun, questioning the allegation that he fired his gun. But Pirro says video shows Allen shoot a Secret Service officer.
The New York Times reports Jeffrey Epstein wrote a possible suicide note that's been kept secret for years. The sex offender's death in 2019 was ruled a suicide. Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
It was after Jeffrey Epstein's first alleged suicide attempt in July 2019 that his cellmate discovered a possible suicide note written by Epstein tucked in a novel, according to the New York Times. That cellmate is Nicholas Tartaglione, a former police officer then accused and later convicted of killing 4 people. Epstein was moved to another cell where he was found dead weeks later. In a podcast last year, Tartaglione talked about the note. Epstein allegedly wrote that investigators had scrutinized him for months and found nothing, and that it was, quote, time to say goodbye. In a statement to CBS News, the Department of Justice said it was unaware of the letter until now.
Now to Texas, CBS's Jason Allen reports the Camp Mystic, hit by deadly flooding last year, will not reopen this summer.
Every single day that passed and the camp continued to push reopening made that trauma that much worse and the impact crater that much greater.
Ryan DeWitt said closing the camp, where his 9-year-old daughter Molly died, should have happened a long time ago. The Eastland family, which operates the camp, said the voluntary decision was intended to remove any doubt that Camp Mystic has heard the concerns expressed by grieving families.
The recognition of the bad decisions has taken so long.
Mystic was moving forward with reopening in weeks on higher ground. The Eastland said more than 800 families had sent deposits for their daughters to be there.
The Department of Homeland Security shutdown that lasted a record 76 days is over. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
A Senate amendment is agreed to.
For the longest partial government shutdown to finally come to an end. 76 days of delays, furloughs, and frustration. But now relief after the House passed a bill to restore funding to most agencies within the Department of Homeland Security. The compromise measure, which unanimously passed the Senate more than a month ago, does not accomplish what either party was holding out for. Democrats demanded reforms for immigration enforcement after the shooting deaths of 2 U.S. citizens in Minnesota, while the GOP wanted ICE and Border Patrol fully funded.
14 FEMA employees who signed a public letter criticizing the nation's disaster preparedness have been reinstated after 8 months on paid leave. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has reversed several policies of his predecessor, Kristi Noem. 5 minutes after the hour.
Every Sunday, moderator Margaret Brennan goes face-to-face with top leaders to make you better informed. Face the Nation, Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A high school student in Tacoma, Washington, has been booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault after 4 students and an adult security guard were injured in a stabbing at school. 4 of the victims were hospitalized in critical condition. The war in Iran and its effect on oil and gas prices is likely to impact summer travel around the globe. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Parts of Europe are still worrying about how to fuel planes during the busy travel season.
The peak of the crisis will probably be felt in jet fuel, meaning people will fly less.
Analyst Dmitry Zhidanikov says jet fuel takes time to produce, so shortages at busy hubs like the UK could cause a ripple effect worldwide.
We're looking at a lot of flight cancellation this summer and a big staycation drive if the situation is not sorted within the next couple of weeks.
An order signed yesterday by President Trump calls for a new government website where people can find and compare private sector retirement savings accounts. It's intended to help more people gain access to retirement plans before next year. That's when Uncle Sam will start matching retirement contributions made by lower-income people. CBS's Maya Blackstone.
Because Americans are living longer, for many older adults, their savings haven't kept up with those rising costs. So a nest egg that might have stretched across a 15-year retirement looks really thin when you're thinking about it lasting for 25 or 30 years.
It was a record-setting night in the NBA playoffs on ESPN.
Well, the Knicks will advance to the second round for the 4th straight year, courtesy of one of the most dominant performances in NBA playoff history. In a game they led by as many as 61, they win by 50.
New York eliminated Atlanta 140-89. Their 47-point lead at halftime was the largest in playoff history. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money, so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000. Use code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000.
A new...
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Don't forget about our Monday through Friday lunch specials. They're only $6.99. Slide by and you can even pick them up to go.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My family, all our employees, thank you for over 40 great years in Murfreesboro and going on 23 years in Smyrna.
Toots.
Big thanks from Toots to you.
Hi, this is Jack Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Toots, good food and fun food since 1985.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A mixture of clouds and sunshine for today with highs topping out near 71 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Lows drop to 47. And then Saturday, partly sunny with highs warming into the mid-60s. I'm Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Clark Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
You 27 and a half.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume in a couple of spots out here. 24 West as you pass Bell Road. All that traffic coming in behind it there from Rutherford County pushing into Davidson County. Steady flow of traffic right now down I-40 leaving the Mount Julian area. Trying to get out of Wilson County towards Hermitage. Already a little bit slow at times. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Don't let a slipping transmission make things worse on your car, truck. If you're having transmission issues, it's okay. Come to AMCO Transmissions today at 1212 Gallatin Pike in Madison. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. If you've recently changed your phone number or email, make sure you update your details at MTE.com. It's the best way for MTE to reach you quickly with important outage updates.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. John, Brian, and Dalton are here to stay. With the Wake Up Crew, it's our favorite play.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back for the second hour. It's Brian and John here with you. It is the first day of May 2026. It is episode 1901 of the Wake Up Crew. Early voting is over. Election day is next Tuesday. And WGNS will have coverage. Not only WGNS, but Big G TV. Democracy 2026.
Democracy.
Coverage begins after the polls close on Tuesday right here on WGNS. And hope you'll join us.
What celebrity will be holding that coverage? Brian Barrett.
Anchoring? Yeah. Yeah. So,
Want me to come on as your commentator?
Would you like to?
Oh, yeah. I could come on.
Okay.
I think the ratings would probably go up, wouldn't they?
Probably.
Yeah. Just to hear what the idiot would say.
You can watch, and I've already got some of that stuff done for Big G TV, where you'll hear the same thing on radio too, but just another place to listen to it. But you could also, I'll have, when the numbers are updated, I'll have a screen of that where you can see those numbers. So that's what we'll have for you coming up on Tuesday night, Election Day. Mother's Day is just 9 days away as well. And we're in celebration mode today because not only is it May 1st, not only is it episode 1901, it's also Friday.
It's the end of the week, time to freak. Been working real hard, losing sleep. Collect my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
Friday, 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 Friday. Glad you're with us.
Last Friday of the month. No, the first Friday of the month.
First one, yeah.
It's odd to have the end of the week be the beginning of the month. It's kind of, and I know it happens, but it just seems weird.
This will be weird in just a minute. For what are we watching? Maybe kind of copping out a bit, but we're going to talk about the best movie quotes of all time.
The best movie quotes of all time.
Yeah. Just talk about movie
Frankly
quotes.
Frankly, Scarlett.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of thing. And then you're in the hot seat today for trivia. So
I am?
Yep. I
always give the.
Not today.
How'd that happen?
That's because I chose it. Oh. And it's Tennessee
so
trivia.
You're taking charge.
Yep.
You're just...
I am.
Well, okay. I kind of like that part of you, though. I'd rather do that than your wishy-washy things that you do half the time.
I am giving you a choice here, though. Sphere, ticks, or lemonade. What would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about ticks. Because I know that...
Fine.
What, so is that a wrong answer?
No.
I think that they're going to be bad this year. Is that what I'm hearing?
Not only that, people are ending up in the emergency room for tick bites at the highest rate seen in a decade, according to the CDC.
What's wrong with them? Are they wild ticks?
Yes, they're rabid ticks. The spike is mainly occurring in the northern part of the country. There are some Tennessee impacts, too, though. They're all conditions. We have a lot of ticks this year, according to a health expert. Health experts say a dry winter is one of the main reasons leading to at least 16 hospitalizations in the southeast. According to this person who works at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, conditions are just right for increased tick activity. This season, the tick activity, with weather being warmer in the spring, the animals are starting to move around, the grass is getting taller. It's going to be a season where we're going to encounter ticks.
Be careful about your dogs, too.
Yep. When outdoors, it's recommended to wear repellent as well as protective clothing. People should also brushing up against tall grass.
Is that tick repellent?
Well, it just says repellents,
okay.
But I would imagine.
Mosquito, tick, usually
repels together. Most of them.
Just trying to make sure.
Yeah.
Now, what else can we talk about?
Well, what I was going to say about this is you probably chose the best, because if we had saved this conversation for next week, because I mentioned this to Dalton, I can't remember what day it was. Maybe it was a Sunday. He said, yes, there is a conspiracy theory.
What?
A conspiracy theory about the reason that there are a number of ticks. The number of ticks are higher.
Really?
And that's because a well-known drug manufacturer is coming out with a booster or a vaccine. It's a vaccine. A vaccine for some of the tick-borne illnesses.
Oh, so they think they've...
And so the increased tick activity is because of that. That's what some conspiracy theorists are thinking. That there are more ticks, but now we have this magic vaccine.
So you think they're making it up?
I have no idea. I mean, that's the conspiracy theory. Not that they're making up that there are more ticks, but there are more ticks this year, so let's create this vaccine for it.
Is that for, like, if you have, what are the diseases you get from it? Rocky Mountain, spotted fever?
That's not the one. Lyme disease,
yeah.
That's the one. So it's supposed to... be a vaccine against Lyme disease from ticks.
Is it already out? The vaccine already out?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I just listen sometimes. And
was it Dalton telling us this?
Yes. That there was a conspiracy theorist. That's conspiracy theory.
It is coincidental.
Yes, at least.
You know, that there's more ticks than ever.
But that's why I said you probably made a good choice in choosing that, so that way it doesn't get brought up next week when he's here. But you would have gotten to hear it firsthand instead of me say it, I guess.
I guess so.
Either way. Okay, so big movie quotes coming up after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
No Anthony Edwards or Dante DiVincenzo. Jaden McDaniels said no problem.
McDaniels 8 to shoot, still beyond the arc. Jaden looking to attack, pulls up 17. Footer and sticks it! A 30-piece for Jaden McDaniels to go along with his 10 rebounds. He ties his career high.
You heard it all on the Timberwolves Radio Network. They eliminated the Nuggets in Game 6, coming out on top 110-98. Minnesota will now face San Antonio in the next round. The 76ers have forced a Game 7 after defeating the Celtics 106-93. That Game 7 will be on Saturday, while the Knicks crush the Hawks 140-89 in Game 6 to advance to the next round. It's New York's largest playoff win in franchise history. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Wild eliminated the Stars in Game 6, coming out on top 5-2, and the Ducks are headed to the second round after defeating the Oilers 5-2.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. Located just north of the Tennessee state line, this entertainment destination features fine dining, live music, a circa sports book, and over 1,000 gaming machines. As we build towards the first Saturday in May, keep in mind the Mint will play host to the world's largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville. For more info, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Wow, it's that weekend we've all been waiting for. Kentucky Oaks and Derby. Friday, May 1st is the Grade 1 $1.5 million Kentucky Oaks. You've got 14 3-year-old fillies running for that coveted blanket of lilies. Our top pick is the number 12, Bella Ballerina. She's ridden by Tommy Gaffleon, trained by Brendan Walsh. She's the daughter of Street Tense, and she is 3-for-4 lifetime and 1-for-1 at Churchill Downs. We also like the number 1, Explora, running out of the Bob Baffert Barn. She will be ridden by Flavian Pratt. She's got 4 wins and 3 seconds and 7 lifetime starts. Saturday, May 2nd, it's the big boy, the Kentucky Derby. Grade 1, 23-year-old colts running for their share of $5 million, going 1.25 miles on the dirt. Our top pick is number 18, Further Ado. Son of the Gun Runner is trained by Brad Cox, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. He was sizzling in the Bluegrass Stakes in his last out, winning by 11 lengths. He's also 1-for-1 lifetime at Churchill Downs. Our Derby superfecta is going to be him along with the 16, Pavlovian, our long shot play for trainer Doug O'Neill. We also like the number 20, Full Effort. He is also out of the Brad Cox barn. And we're going to complete that superfecta with the number 11, Incredibolt. Son of Bolt Doral is trained by Riley Mott. Remember, got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse, and get paid.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, and we're putting on our thinking caps here. We're going to look at the top movie quotes of all time and see if we can guess which movie that came from. I'll give a quote. John's going to help us out here if he knows the answer to the movie.
So what are you going to do?
For instance,
I'm going to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Here's one. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty easy there.
Yeah.
1939 for that movie. You're Killing Me, Smalls.
The Sandlot.
Very good. To Infinity and Beyond.
Toy Story.
Toy Story. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
May take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. Independence Day. I'm just guessing.
Think about Mel Gibson on a horse.
Huh?
Braveheart.
Oh, okay. Didn't care for that movie.
Nah.
Okay.
You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, very good. Snap out of it. I didn't know this one.
Snap out of it.
Mm-hmm. It's from Moonstruck.
Oh, I can hear Cher saying that right now.
Well, nobody's perfect. Some Like It Hot from 1959.
Man, that's kind of hard. Yeah. They're like,
nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh, that's Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night. Is that a comedy or a drama?
It's a 1950 movie. Came out in 1950.
It's not The High and the Mighty, but it's an airplane movie. Dana Andrews is in it, maybe.
All About Eve?
All About Eve, okay. No, that was not an airplane movie. That was about a woman that took over another woman's career, kind of.
Speaking of 1950, All Right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
That was, crap. Let's see. Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, yes. Very good. Let's see. I'll have what she's having.
That is Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan, and Harry Met Sally.
That's it. Yep. Rosebud.
That movie with Orson Welles. Name is...
1941.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of the name of
Citizen
the movie. Kane. Yeah.
Citizen Kane. Here's...
Well, you're really good at this.
Yeah, I've got the answers. Here's Johnny.
Shining.
Mm-hmm.
With Jack Nicholson.
Stella. Hey, Stella.
Marlon Brando, Eva Marie Saint. Marlon Brando. Waterfront on the Waterfront or Streetcar Named Desire.
That's it. Streetcar Named Desire. I'm walking here.
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman. I'm walking here.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Mm.
That's from Babe.
Okay.
Let's see. Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. I knew you would be really good at this. You talking to me?
Huh. Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
De Niro.
Bond. James Bond.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. James Bond movies.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender.
That's on the Waterfront. That's with it. Marlon Brando.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Terminator.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Cool Hand Luke. Paul Newman.
You is kind. You is smart. You is important. That's from The Help in 2011.
Oh,
I don't remember okay. that one that much. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Lou Gehrig, Gary Cooper, Lou Gehrig.
1942.
I know. It's a Yankee story, but
the
Lou
pride
Gehrig,
of the Yankees.
Yeah, pride of the Yankees. I get credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees, okay.
Yeah. Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Oh.
Finding Nemo.
Oh. Okay. Do you think I'm a Finding Nemo buff?
Luke, I am your father.
Star Wars.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
I cannot think of it. What is it?
The Godfather Part 2.
The Godfather, okay.
Mm-hmm. Magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Cinderella or Snow White?
Snow White.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stuff that dreams are made of.
What year?
1941.
Stuff that dreams are made of. I gotta have help.
That is from The Maltese Falcon.
I've seen that movie.
Have you?
Yeah.
If you build it, he will come.
That's Field of Dreams.
That's it. Right now, 728.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
See you at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Friday, 8 to noon. Tuesday, 7 to noon or 2 to 7.
Meet the hens behind the eggs.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Sometimes as we get older, we seem to disappear from society. If you want to live in an atmosphere where people care about you and they work to make sure that you are happy, when you walk into the Villages of Murfreesboro, you sense a happy place, I think.
This is Shanda McDaniel at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail. This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix, on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we made it to 7:30. It is Friday morning, friends, May 1st.
And yes, today, birthdays. Our neighbor up the street here, Raleigh Holden, has a birthday. Friends at Holden Hardware, John Blankenship, John Todd, Jennifer Bailey, Keith McCullough, and Linda Bullard. Tomorrow, Kent Seiler, Rick Thurman, Ben Hornsby, Lawrence Harvin, Melissa Ann Sandris, and Phyllis Rulin, and Cal Rigsby.
That's quite a list we've got for today and tomorrow. If you would like to add to the list, first of all, if you didn't hear your name and you've called or texted in this morning or sent the email, we've got it. If you haven't, now's the time to get it in for the list that we announce at 8 o'clock and give away banana pudding from Slick Pig.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A mixture of clouds and sunshine for today with highs topping out near 71 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Lows drop to 47. And then Saturday, partly sunny with highs warming into the mid-60s. I'm Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Good morning. Starting to pick up a little bit more here in the last few minutes on 24, where they were moving a stalled vehicle just a few minutes ago in Antioch. They had traffic a little bit slow on 24 West near OHB. All that traffic behind it trying to push in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. It's building pretty good. 65 southbound. Down through Millersville, it's heavier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago. Through the Mount Juliet area, especially in the westbound lanes of I-40, headed on over into Hermitage. Don't let a slipping transmission make things worse on your car or truck. If you're having transmission problems, come to AMCO Transmissions today on Nolensville Pike in South Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Detectives with the Murfreesboro Police Department are asking for the public's help identifying a man wanted in connection with a vehicle theft at the Knights Inn on South Church Street near Interstate 24. Police say the theft happened Tuesday, April the 21st, when an unidentified man allegedly stole an older model pickup truck from the hotel property. Investigators say the vehicle appeared to be a faded blue Chevrolet S10 or GMC S15 with visible rust spots on the hood. The vehicle's model year is believed to be between 1981 and 1993. Surveillance video shows a thin white male of average height walking near the Knights Inn before entering the parking lot. He was wearing a dark, long-sleeve shirt, a maroon t-shirt over it, blue jeans, and a baseball cap. Additional images from a nearby convenience store appear to show the same man wearing a black ball cap backwards. MPD Assistant Public Information Officer Dana J. Smith confirmed to WGNS that the truck seen in the video is the vehicle allegedly stolen. Anyone with information can contact Detective Gonzalez at 629-201-5638. Meanwhile, Rutherford County coffee fans will soon have two new Tim Hortons locations in Murfreesboro. Crews are working at the former Arby's on Northwest Broad Street, and construction is further along at Las Casas Pike and Rutherford Boulevard, where signs are already visible. The addition signaled continued growth for the brand, as Murfreesboro and Rutherford County see increasing demand for new dining and coffee options. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Clarissa Smith, candidate for School Board Zone 4. Our schools belong to you. My priority is putting students first by ensuring every tax dollar is spent where it belongs, directly in the classroom. I'll bring common sense and physical accountability to every decision we make. I'm Clarissa Smith, humbly asking you for your vote for School Board Zone 4.
Paid for by Friends of Clarissa Smith, School Board Zone 4. Clarissa Smith, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Wanda Mills, and I'm here to invite you to come and visit Adam's Place. I love not having to worry about what to have for dinner tonight. I don't have to shop for groceries. I just go downstairs and eat off the menu, which is always good.
This is Terry Deal.
Call me at 615-904-9111. Adams Place, on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time for trivia. Going to go back to the 1970s once again to test our wits here this morning. So the first question. What new invention was introduced to the world in 1971? Was that the tape recorder, Kevlar, email, or the hovercraft?
You're going to have to help me with this one.
Tape recorder sounds like that would... Because, it, I mean, that was 80s when it really kind of started to boom.
Tape recorder?
Yeah.
I was thinking 60s for that.
Well, maybe it 60s. Was. Okay.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I was going to go with Kevlar.
It's too early for email, I think. Yeah, let's try Kevlar. Let's see.
Oh, you shouldn't have listened to me. I said you go, you answer it.
Well, I'm agreed.
So we think it's not email.
It was email.
That's the trick. Yeah.
Wow. It was email. How about that? What Major League Baseball team won the most World Series in the 70s? The Yankees, the Reds, the Orioles, or the Athletics?
Athletics.
Yeah, okay. I mean, first answering that, it would be like the Reds. But I don't think they won. They won several, but not the most, maybe. Let's see. You
Oakland
are correct.
A's.
They won three in
a
row.
Yeah,
72, 73, 74. Then it was the
then
big,
the
red,
big
machine.
Red machine.
Yeah.
75, 63, 77 or so.
What 1970s brand was originally recruited with an ad that read, "Macho types wanted, must have mustache"? What band was originally recruited with the ad that read, "Macho types wanted, must have mustache"? Was it the Village People, the Bee Gees, Led Zeppelin, or ZZ Top? No clue.
Well, I know the Village People. They were muscular.
But they had, they were macho and they had mustaches?
Well, they had that look anyway, yeah.
Well, let's try it. That is correct. What is the only NFL team to win the Super Bowl with a perfect season? Was it the Pittsburgh Steelers, the San Francisco 49ers, the Miami Dolphins, or the Green Bay Packers?
Miami Dolphins.
That is correct. 1972, 17-0 record. Let's see. What was the first horror film ever nominated for Best Picture Oscar? Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist, The Omen, or Carrie?
I want to say The Exorcist.
Okay. Let's give it a shot here. You are correct. 10 Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
For that one.
Scared the bejesus out of people.
Let's see. Martial arts legend Bruce Lee died just days before the release of what movie? Game of Death, The Big Boss, Enter the Dragon, or Fist of Fury?
My first thought is Enter the Dragon.
You want to go with that?
I don't have any other choice. I don't. Okay.
It is a correct answer.
Man, I'm just living off on the edge.
Richard Nixon was the first U.S. president to visit Vietnam, Russia, China, or Cuba?
China.
That is correct. What player broke Babe Ruth's career home run record? Roger Maris, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, or Mickey Mantle?
Hank Aaron.
Did that in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What television miniseries received 37 Emmy nominations in 1977? Was it Jesus of Nazareth, Shogun, Roots, or the Thorn Birds?
Roots.
Very good. Sneak in one more. Who was the first female co-anchor of a network evening news program? Jessica Savich, Katie Couric, Barbara Walters, or Diane Sawyer?
Barbara Walters.
Yes. She began her career on the Today Show in the 60s, but then went to ABC.
Yep.
Co-anchored the evening news. Well, did pretty good here on the 70s.
Good. We did great.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts at Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Bud Rakes, former principal of Smyrna High School. I'm a resident of Adams Place, and I recommend that you come and visit us here at Adams Place. It's a great place to be. The people that work here, all of them are very nice, and I never have met one that was not. And, of course, I would encourage anyone, if they're looking for a place, to look at Adams Place, because they'll have a hard time beating it.
Adams Place, on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Trade Screens for Sunshine. Registration is open for Rutherford County 4-H Junior Camp, June 8th through 12th. Zipline, swimming, and outdoor fun for 4th through 6th graders. Sign up now at the Extension website or call 615-898-7710.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to wrap things up here. Wake Up Crew Friday morning. Hope you're enjoying your Friday so far. Hope it's going to be a good day. The weekend's here. Weather's comfortable. Springish. And we're bringing in a new month here. The month of May today. Episode, I did it 2 days in a row. What is wrong with me? Episode 1901. Thanks for being with us here. Ricky Martini, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for his community-minded spirit and all that he does for the downtown Murfreesboro area. Now, Ricky is going to receive a free drink of choice from 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro. Maybe if Ricky is in Smyrna or Laverne, he can stop by there too. Ricky Martini, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, presented by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, nationally known, and they're here to honor the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County. And if you know a difference maker, someone deserving of this special recognition, please let us know. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or just go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in, and they could win a free drink of choice from 7 Brew. And when you need a morning spark or an afternoon pickup, 7 Brew is the destination. Speed, quality, they've got all of that. Experience the coffee revolution for yourself at their drive-thrus in the borough, Smyrna, or Laverne. We're, we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's it. Is it Friday yet? We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. From the classroom to the living room, MTE is proud to partner with schools and families to inspire the next generation, putting it all on the line since 1936. Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, I've had to retrieve today's dad joke from the garbage already.
Oh, wow. You were in a hurry.
And I tore it up. You know, I was kind of angry earlier. You know, just found out, too, that I'm phobia-phobic.
Really?
Yeah, that scares me.
Replay.
What did we give that, a 3? Yeah.
Yeah.
3. That's not a bad ending for a week.
You even kind of chuckled there again.
A little bit, yeah. But still a 3. Sorry.
And that was the second time he's heard it this morning, folks. So if it's that good now, how good was it earlier?
It's still a 3.
Which reminds me that you should go check the podcast. See if you think it was a 3 or if it was maybe a 3.5.
Well, let's ask somebody to see what they think. Just a regular guy down the street.
Okay, let me see. Caller, you're on the air.
Your jokes are amazing.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a 4.
Man. Anything else?
Is there anybody else that... Oh, here's another call.
I've got another call.
Yeah.
Brian, your jokes are truly amazing.
Oh.
Wonderful job.
Thank you.
I wonder what I'm really thinking, though.
Let's go to the phones. Caller?
That joke was amazing. Hmm. I guess it proves it. It's a 4.
What else can you say?
I apologize.
What have we learned today?
Boy, we talked about ticks.
Yeah.
A lot about ticks.
A little Tennessee history this morning on
Tennessee trivia. We did, yeah, that's right.
Movie quotes.
That was fun. Movie quotes, that was fun.
You got to choose between ticks, lemonade, or sphere.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious. Let's talk about lemonade. I guess we could talk about it Monday.
Well, I figure since Dalton made it.
Oh yeah, okay.
For well, you can
that's
talk
a good
about
idea.
Lemonade.
All right. Sounds good to me. Have a good weekend, Brian.
Sphere did not even cross your mind as something interesting.
Still hasn't. But,
okay.
But wow. Keep it. We can talk about it.
Oh, we'll talk about it next week. So
have a good weekend.
Boy, I bet that's got you on the edge of your seat.
So long, everybody.
Tune in next time. And our next time will be Monday morning for the Wake Up Crew. Hope you'll join us then.
I went skydiving.
For John Dinkins.
Rocky Mountain climbing.
I'm Brian Barrett, and until next time, take care out there.
And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A mixture of clouds and sunshine for today with highs topping out near 71 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for showers.